Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today our message is entitled Reversing the Curse to Blessing. Too many people are robbed by Satan of blessing, happiness, divine potential, and success that God has predestined for them to enjoy. And today, take it back. In Isaiah 61 and 1 was referring to Jesus when it said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Over the past 2 weeks, I've been discussing the subject of blessings and curses. Curses are a weapon of bondage and defeat that Jesus came to destroy to help us to fulfill our true destiny. Today I want to talk about curses, the cause, the symptoms, and the cure. And my title again is Reversing Curses to Blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19 it says, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choices you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey God, you will live long." There are invisible forces at work to determine each person's destiny. And one of these forces the Bible calls curses. The spiritual choices that you make concerning your relationship with God will result in blessing or curses, hope or hopelessness, freedom or defeat in your life. The Bible tells us that those who receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord actually inherit a covenant of blessing from God. The Bible says, "To all who believe Christ and accept him, he gave the right to become the children of God." And God gives the same blessing that he promised to Abraham to those who become his children. He said to Abraham, "I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." It goes on to say in the New Testament, through the work of Jesus Christ, God has blessed all people with the same blessings he promised to Abraham. My friends, God created you to be blessed. In fact, it says so right from the beginning of the Bible in Genesis. God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. Then he blessed them. The Bible also says, "I pray that you may in all respects prosper and enjoy good health as your soul prospers." However, the spiritual law of blessing and curses determined by obedience to God will become your reality. When Adam sinned against God, humanity inherited the consequences of his disobedience, a curse. The Bible says when Adam sinned, he sinned, and the entire human race brought death forward through generations. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. The sin of this one man caused death to rule over us all. Yes, Adam's sin brought judgment upon everyone. You see, it was Adam's disobedience that the curse entered into our world, the same curse that affects every single one of us today. When God confronted Adam, he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate the fruit when I told you not to, I have cursed the soil upon the ground." All your life, you will struggle to exact a living from it. So curses entered the human race and continue throughout history. In fact, listen to what the Bible says, and this was written over 2,000 years later. This is what God said. He said, "All these curses shall pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed. Because you refuse to listen to the Lord your God, these horrors will befall you and your descendants." The good news is the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ has the power to reverse the curse and to establish blessings in our lives today. It says in Galatians 3 and 13, Christ has purchased our freedom from the curse by becoming a curse for us, because cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. See, Jesus died on the cross to reverse your curse. You don't have to remain in bondage. You don't have to remain captive to the experience of your past or your ancestors. The Bible tells us that whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Now, what is a curse? Heard me talking a lot about this. Besides it being one of Satan's secret weapons to destroy us and to stop our best life, it means to bring judgment upon, to afflict, to bring injury upon, or evil. A curse is an invisible barrier to blessing and success. The Bible says, "A curse without cause will not come, and whosoever breaketh a hedge, a serpent will bite him." What are some of the common causes for a curse? The Bible calls curses and abominations equal because they are things that God hates. So number one, an abomination. These six things does the Lord hate. This is found in Proverbs 6 and 16. Yes, they are an abomination to him. Pride, a lying tongue, those who commit murder, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to do evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. These behaviors open the door to a curse. Number two, worshiping other religions, idolatry. It says in Deuteronomy 27 and 15, "Cursed is anyone who carves or casts an idol and secretly sets it up. These idols are an abomination to the Lord. You must not bow down to them or worship them. You must not have any other God but me." Another cause for a curse is wrong attitudes toward parents. Hope the kids are listening. It says, "Cursed is the person who dishonors his father and his mother." And the parents said, "Amen." Number four, sexual intimacy with anyone other than a spouse. Oh my goodness. A lot of people are under a curse. The Bible says a person will be cursed who has sexual relations outside of marriage. Number five, the involvement in the occult. That includes witchcraft, wizards, fortune telling, mediums, magic, astrology to know the future. Let me read a scripture. In Deuteronomy chapter 18 and 10, it actually says, "Do not practice fortune telling or use sorcery or interpret omens or engage in witchcraft or cast spells or function as a medium or a psychic or call forth the spirits of the dead. Anyone who does these things is an abomination to the Lord. See, the Bible is saying that we need to avoid horoscopes, asking people, so what's your sign? Watching magic shows, dialing the psychic hotline, getting palms read, even for fun, tea leaves, playing with Ouija boards. All of these things activate a curse in your life. You know, Christian children reading and watching Harry Potter, a wizard, should be forbidden. To show you how cunning the devil is, it was one of his major ways to flood the world with the occult. You may not be aware of this, but in movies, $7.7 billion were grossed through Harry Potter. He has his own theme park in Orlando. I wouldn't recommend it. 500 million books were sold, all opening the door for a curse. And number six, physical objects can be cursed and bring a curse upon you and your family. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 26, it says, neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be cursed like it. But you shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. We have to be careful with the things that we purchase, objects, places, especially from foreign countries, statues, masks, clothing, weapons, jewelry, pottery, coins, even books. It's important for you to realize that objects actually can be cursed.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
In Exodus chapter 34 and verse 6, it says, God passed in front of Moses saying, the Lord, a compassionate and merciful God, patient, always faithful, and ready to forgive. He continues to show his love to thousands of generations, forgiving wrongdoing, disobedience, and sin. But God never lets the guilty go unpunished, punishing children and grandchildren for their parents' sins to the third and the fourth generation. This is the reason why doctors and insurance companies want to know your family medical history. They ask questions like, is there any heart disease, any high blood pressure, any diabetes? The word heredity means the genetic transmission of characteristics from parents to offspring. These things occur not only physically, folks, but spiritually. The sins of the fathers are repeated by the children. The curses that we suffer are often a result of the experiences of our parents and our ancestors. Evil spirits are involved in curses. Families are harassed by evil spirits. They pressure them to remain locked into the same behavior patterns, condition, and bondage of the past. Let me give you some of the symptoms of a curse. When you see crime repeated through the family, violence, alcoholism, drug addiction, gambling, prostitution, sexual addictions, pornography, persistent financial shortage, difficulties with conception and pregnancy, chronic illness and disease, divorce and division in the family, being accident prone, emotional disturbance, depression, insanity, premature death through sickness, violence, or suicide. All of these may indicate the presence of a curse in your family. And these curses are retained or broken by our choices. Now, I talked about the fact that evil spirits are involved in curses. A familiar spirit follows a family through the centuries to stay connected by family weaknesses. And what it does is it mimics past family members' traits and diseases to remain in the family. Individuals say, well, you have the same sickness that Uncle Charles had, or, hey, the same thing that my mom and my dad had. I seem to have that same type of disease. Don't you ever claim something that God has not given you. I want to explain to you that these spirits seek a family where they can dwell for generations. They leave and they return. In fact, let me give you a scripture for that. In Matthew chapter 12 and 43, it says, when an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places, seeking rest and can find none. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. And when it arrives, it finds the house occupied, that is unoccupied, swept and clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in to live there. And the final condition of the man is worse than his first. The operation of a generational curse may be broken, though, if you're a child of God. And that's great news. Folks, listen, if you are a child of God, you're not subject to the behavior and the influences of your ancestors, but I'm going to tell you, you are in for the battle of your life. And you know, I'm talking about this subject, and many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you are becoming awakened to, oh, that's what's going on with me. That's what's been going on in my family, how diseases have been passed on, how sickness, how behaviors have been seen over and over in the family. How is it possible? I'm talking about the subject of generational curses that if we do not address in our lives, we will never have our best life. We will never fulfill the destiny and the plan that God has chosen for us. I'm going to say it again. You are not subject to the behavior or the influences of your ancestors. The Bible tells us that there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. Whatever you are being tempted to do in any of those areas that I mentioned to you, you have power over that through the name of Jesus and with the help of the Holy Spirit. The key to winning the battle with curses is the help of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 and 12, if through the power of the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of your old nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Just because your mother, your grandmother, or grandfather had different failures in their lives, it doesn't mean that it has to repeat in your life. It doesn't mean that you have to repeat the sins of the past. Through the name of Jesus and through the authority of the Holy Spirit, God will deliver you from every curse. Well, the Bible tells us that curses begin for a reason. King Saul refused to obey God, and it cost him not only his kingdom, but his life. But it also established a curse upon his grandson. King Saul's grandson was immediately attacked by a curse after he died. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel 4:4, Saul's son Jonathan had a son named Mephibosheth who was crippled as a child. He was 5 years old when the report came that King Saul and Jonathan his father had been killed in battle. And when the child's nurse heard the news, she picked up and fled. But as she hurried away, she dropped him and he became crippled. That servant took him to a town called Lodibar, which means no pasture. In other words, nothing grows there. Lodibar was one of the most poverty-stricken, desolate cities in the entire region. And this is where the child lived his entire life. You know, many of God's children live beneath their birthright. Perhaps someone dropped you and you became emotionally lamed. You fell and you still haven't gotten up. For this young man, it wasn't the end of the story, and it's not the end of the story for you today if that's your condition. The Bible tells us that one day King David heard about Jonathan's son. Jonathan had been his best friend, and he made him a promise that all would be well with his children. You may seem alone right now with whatever you're dealing with. You know, some people may not even know what you're dealing with. But I want to let you know today that if you call on the Lord, he will deliver you at the appointed time. That's what happened to this young man. The Bible tells us. So King David had him brought to Lodibar, I should say from Lodibar. And when Mephibosheth came to David, he bowed down and paid honor to him. And David said, "Don't be afraid, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to you and your fathers and your grandfather, and you will always eat at my table." King David is a type of Jesus Christ, and many of us are still crippled from where we were dropped. But today, the message is Jesus Christ is able to reverse the curse. The Bible says Christ redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Listen, God made a way to break the curses off of our life. It was the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that made it possible when he died on the cross of Calvary.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Reversing the Curse to Blessing. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
If you've never received Jesus Christ into your heart, or would like to renew your relationship with him, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I am sorry for them and I forsake them now. I invite you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Your word says, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead,
I will be saved. I do believe, and I do confess that Jesus is the Son of God. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer with me, then Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And I want to encourage you to continue to seek God by talking to Him as your best friend. Read the Bible. Trust God for all of your needs. He's always there with you. God bless you and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.